Portsmouth Comic Con is now, as John was saying earlier, just 2 weeks away, 11th and 12th of May at Portsmouth Guildhall. We're looking forward to it. Yes, we're joined by Amy and Lucy from Dream Team Portsmouth, who will be a big part of Portsmouth Comic Con. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you both doing?
Yeah, good.
Good, thank you. Yeah.
So you're all ready for two weeks' time. Are you there? Are you prepared? You've got lots of prep to do still.
I'm not as prepared as I want to be. I've got a bit of sewing left to do, but we'll get there.
You'll get there.
No, and unfortunately, it's common for cosplayers not to be ready until the very last minute.
That's what's expected of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's radio presenter.
Yeah. Definitely the case. So for people who don't know what cosplay is, tell us a little bit about it, what it is.
So people quite often describe it as fancy dress, but it's kind of going that extra step. It's costume play. That's where it comes from. So you're not just dressing as a character, you're acting with their mannerisms, and it's like you're taking on the role of that character for the day, really.
Okay. And how did you both get into this then? How did you start?
I started only a few years ago. Well, I've always been into fancy dress in common. And then it was through COVID, really. My goddaughter couldn't have a birthday party, so I had a princess dress from a party years ago. So I dressed up to do her a video message, and then obviously with all the stress and the unknowing, on my work Facebook page, someone had said they'd really snapped at their kids, were finding the whole thing really stressful, and I thought, well, if I can,
I could do this,
I can cheer some kids up with some video messages, and then it snowballed from there, really. And then I met these guys, and we've formed our own little squad. Yeah.
And do you make your own costumes? As you're saying, you've got a bit of sewing to do. So is it something you do? You make your own costumes, or do you buy them?
A bit of both. So I've sort of got some dresses that I've used as the base, and then added to them, tweaked them, embellished and things like that. And then some things that I have made. Sort of almost from scratch, depends on the costume.
And how many costumes have you both got now? Do you own quite a few now?
I own a lot. I've had to have a clear out since moving into a house because it was kind of taking over.
Taking over the house.
That's the thing. It ends up one of these things where you end up accumulating all of these cosplays. So I like to have a clear out every now and then, but I do own a lot of cosplays and quite a range of different things as well.
Okay. And quite a range. What sort of characters do you have?
So for a lot of the events that I do with Dream Team Portsmouth, we do lots of Disney princesses, Amy and I do together. So I've got quite a few Disney princesses. I've got Black Widow, but I'm a massive reader and I read lots of fantasy books. So I do a lot of cosplays of kind of fae or elven characters from these books as well, because I find that with book cosplays, you get a lot more creativity because you don't feel the pressure of having to be accurate to something because it's all your imagination as well.
Yeah, so you can improvise a little bit.
Yes.
And what about yourself? You're the same, just a mixture of all sorts of characters.
Yeah, I'm more of a Disney head, so I'm really Disney, and I've got a Wonder Woman.
Oh, right, and a Wonder Woman as well. Okay.
The others are all Disney.
And are you a mad fan of Disney as well? You're a big fan of all the movies?
Yeah, my whole life.
Yeah, okay. And you've been to Disneyland, have you?
Yep, I'm slowly working my way around the rest of them. I'm cabin crew, so that's my goal.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to the Tokyo one and the Hong Kong one this year.
The Hong Kong one. I've only been to the outside before and didn't actually make it inside, but they all look amazing, don't they? They're all just like slightly different in different ways, aren't they? So you've still got a bucket list with several that you need to reach out to. Okay. Right, we'll do a song and then we'll talk about Portsmouth Comic Con, because as we say, it is just 2 weeks away. It's coming around really, really quick. And I don't want to scare you if you haven't quite got you're not quite organised yet, but yeah, 2 weeks' time. So we're talking Portsmouth Comic Con with Amy and Lucy from Dream Team Portsmouth. So tell us a little bit about Dream Team Portsmouth. How many of you members are there, and how do you get involved?
Oh gosh, what are we up to now? 12 of us?
Something 12, like 13? That, quite a lot of us now. We've just taken on somebody new to join the group as well. So just... so we basically started because we thought it was really important to work together with the community, and our aim really is to make people smile and enjoy the fact that there's characters around. We do lots of charity events where we're dressed as Disney characters and Star Wars characters, superheroes and so on, so that it really brings a smile to the community around us.
Okay. And are you looking for new members, or how does it work if someone's interested and think they would like to get involved?
So we've been meeting people, really, I suppose, at our cosplay socials, haven't we? That's where we've just taken on our newest member. Really, it's about getting in contact with us, having a chat, and we always make sure that everybody has met the person and that we have done an event with the person, like a little trial event first, just to check everybody's happy. And obviously, because we work with young people, safeguarding obviously is really important as well, so we have to make sure we've undergone all the safeguarding protocols too.
Okay, so what's your plans at Portsmouth Comic Con this weekend then, in 2 weekends time? What is it you'll be up to?
Our main role is we host the cosplay parades. Everyone comes, finds us. I think we're going to be at the top of the steps again, aren't we, this year? Yeah. Right in the middle, so we're really easy to find. People sign up, and there's two parades. There's an under 12 and an over 12. You just come up on stage. We have a quick little chat. You show off your costume. You usually get a great photo from some of the amazing local photographers we have that attend. And then along with sort of the rest of the Dream Team that aren't presenting and some of the content creators, there'll be a judgment made and a winner announced for each parade.
Oh, that's brilliant stuff. So really loads. And if someone's not been to Portsmouth Comic Con before, just tell us about some of the other bits and pieces that will be on there. There's so much going on, isn't there?
Oh my gosh, such a day. So much. What we've got, the dinosaurs, there's the walkthrough event. That's a big mix, isn't it, of Doctor Who, Stranger Things.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things this year.
There's loads of different, there's the artists you can come see at work, all the different comic book artists, there's celebrities to meet.
And lots of panels going on as well throughout the weekend as well, so you can go along and find about different things and speak to different people, whether it's artists, content creators, us as well. So a huge range of things.
So there's so much to do, isn't there? So if someone's not been before, it's definitely worth going along to, isn't it? Yeah.
Definitely. Most there's definitely. So much to do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in. I hope you get your outfits sorted.
Oh, we will. We'll get there.
Yeah. So if someone wants to buy tickets, they can head to the website portsmouthcomiccon.com. All the details are there. Thank you very much, ladies. Have a brilliant time at Portsmouth Comic Con in a couple of weekends' time.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.